the voice you trust for the family you love.
Shirley can tap dance. I was so blown away, I said, will you marry me? The younger generation does not know the things I said in there. Watch them in restaurants and see how they handle their kids. They don't have a clue.
I would not be doing this if I did not feel the hand of God in my back.
This is Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson, along with Ryan Dobson and Luann Crane.
Ryan, today is the National Day of Prayer. Mm-hmm. In fact, your dad is in D.C. We're going to be hearing from him in just a moment. But it's such an important day for our country. And I've heard your dad, Dr. James Dobson, talk a lot about how prayer is really steeped in our nation's history.
It really is. The National Day of Prayer was established by Congress in 1952, amended in 1988. And that's when Congress designated the first Thursday in May every year as the actual National Day of Prayer. But you're right, this heritage goes all the way back to 1775 when the Continental Congress called for a day of prayer.
And I think I had heard that 34 out of 44 U.S. presidents have called for days of prayer during their term in office, all the way from George Washington in 1789, Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War, all the way up to George W. Bush just a few years back.
That's right. And as we speak, there are hundreds of thousands of people all around the country. They're in churches, homes. We've got people flying over capitals, all for the purpose of praying for our nation to strengthen it and to heal it.
And yet, this year we have seen such an attack, probably like never before, on the National Day of Prayer. And as I said, your dad is in D.C. today with your mom, Shirley Dobson, for these National Day of Prayer events. But before he left, he gathered some men on the phone who have been personally affected by these attacks to talk a little bit more about what happened and what we need to do as citizens of this country to protect our religious freedoms. We just can't take them for granted anymore.
No, we can't. A couple of things listeners need to notice while they're listening to this. One is my dad's voice. He's not sick. He is struggling with his voice right now. He's done about 50 interviews in the last 2 weeks. He audio recorded Bringing Up Girls, which took 40 hours at the mic. And anybody would start losing their voice after that. So you're going to hear a little bit of gravelly voice with him. Also, the guests. My dad's going to introduce them in just a moment or two. Very, very busy men. Hard to get a hold of. And they are trying any way they can
to get on air.
Alan Sears is in France calling long, I mean, not just long distance, but overseas. So the audio isn't going to be the best you've ever heard, but it is a really good program.
Well, you're right, Ryan. That's the reason we're still featuring it, even though people may have to strain a little bit to hear it. But the message is so important that we're going to ask our listeners to bear with us for the next half hour. Here now is Dr. James Dobson.
Prayer and dependence on God has been our history. How unfortunate it is now that an unaccountable and unelected and misguided judge from Wisconsin, Judge Barbara Crabb, has declared National Days of Prayer established by the Congress to be unconstitutional. That makes no sense at all, and her ruling is the backdrop for what we're doing as a nation today. And that's what we want to talk about today with three guests on the phone with us, are three great friends, Dr. Franklin Graham of Samaritan's Purse and the honorary chairman of the National Day of Prayer, and he is speaking today, probably as we speak for some who are listening to this, in the Cannon House office building in Washington, D.C. We're very excited about that. And Tony Perkins, the president of the Family Research Council, and Alan Sears, the president of the Alliance Defense Fund. These men have stood shoulder to shoulder with me all these years, and I have appreciated each of them. Let me ask you, Alan, first, where you are. I know that you've been in Europe, but where are you at this moment?
I'm in Paris, France today, Dr. Dobson.
And what took you over there?
Basically, the fight for religious liberty that we have in the United States is across the international borders. We have the same kind of efforts going on in Europe that are being imported by some of our judges to courts in the United States that we have in the United States, with attacks on religious liberty and the advancement of homosexual and other agendas to suppress our liberty.
You told us right before we went on the air that in Europe things are even more discouraging than they are in the United States with regard to religious liberty.
One of the big attacks is from the front that everyone calls non-discrimination, which is something that Tony and I and you have worked on before, Dr. Dobson, where in the name of eliminating so-called discrimination, all voices are allowed to speak except one, and that's the voices that uphold the name of Jesus Christ and of God.
Well, that is discouraging, and I hope we have an opportunity to hear more about it. Franklin, you were scheduled to speak at the Pentagon today in conjunction with the National Day of Prayer, but you and the National Day of Prayer Task Force, Shirley's group, have been disinvited. That brought a tremendous amount of press and a lot of agitation, some of it on both sides, because of the complaints of a handful of Muslims and atheists. Describe what's happened in the last couple of weeks and your reaction to it.
Well, Dr. Dobson, it's great to be with you today. After 9/11, I made a statement that Islam was wicked and evil. I love Muslim people. I care for them very much. And you know, Dr. Dobson, I want Muslims everywhere to know the same thing that I know, and that Jesus Christ died for our sins. He was buried for our sins in a grave, and on the third day, God raised him to life. And if we simply by faith believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God will hear from heaven and forgive our sins. And I want Muslims everywhere to know that. But there were a few Muslims at the Pentagon who worked there who complained to the Pentagon along with an atheist, and as a result of that, the Army disinvited myself. And so when they called me and said that they wanted me to back out and to not accept that invitation, I informed them. I said, guys, listen, the invitation was never given to me. So I can't rescind something that I did not receive. So that's when they disinvited the National Day of Prayer Task Force. So I'm sorry that something that I said 9 years ago has created such a stir. But, you know, Dr. Dobson, I'm not going to back up. I'm not going to retreat.
Well,
I don't believe Muhammad can lead anybody to God, only the Lord Jesus Christ.
There are two things that I appreciate about the way you've handled this. The first is that you have pointed everybody to Christ right in the middle of this. Instead of being angry and attacking, you have done what you did just now, and you have given the good news out there that Muslims and atheists and people of all faiths can come to Christ, and that he offers salvation to them and a forgiveness for sin. I appreciate the consistency of that. And secondly, how beautifully you have responded to the attacks on you, but what you said on the Greta Van Susteren show, and you know, every place I've heard you, I've been so proud of what you've done. You haven't let this discourage you, have you?
No. We know there's going to be opposition. Jesus said, of course, they persecuted him, they hated him, and they're going to hate everyone that follows in his name. And so this is part of the battle. And we should not get discouraged. We shouldn't back up. We shouldn't retreat. And one of these days, Dr. Dobson, it's going to be over.
Yes.
God is going to take us out of this world, and God's going to judge this world for the rejection of his son. But till that day, we've got to tell every human being that we possibly can about God's love for them, his son Jesus Christ, who took the debt of sin and paid it in full. And we can receive salvation and forgiveness of sin by faith. And that's what I'm going to do, Dr. Dobson, till my last breath. I'm going to keep telling the world about a God that loves them and cares for them.
Well, I believe that too with everything that's within me, and I believe the day is drawing near. You know, we don't know the day and the time, but it sure is beginning to look like this thing is coming to a culmination. One other thing I wanted you to share before I go to the other two men is that your son is serving his fourth tour of duty in Iraq, and and yet the U.S. Army considered you unfit to speak and pray at the Pentagon. There is something radically wrong with that.
Well, first of all, you know, I'm very proud of the men and women that serve our country, and of course my son, and many sons and daughters from this from across this land are overseas at this time in harm's way. So I certainly pray for all of those that are in leadership, not only for our president and for his cabinet, for those in Congress, but we pray for the military leaders today. That God would give these men wisdom as they direct our men and women on the battlefield. But I'm not sure that decision was made necessarily at the Pentagon. I think it was probably made at the White House, not by the president, but probably by senior advisors. Who didn't want us there.
Well,
so
they...
I talked to the president about it, and he understands the issue, and I was hoping that maybe he would overturn it.
Well, he has called for the court decision that we're going to talk about in a minute that considers the National Day of Prayer to be unconstitutional to be appealed, and we're pleased that he did that. I don't know whether he did it for political reasons or out of conviction, but he has done it, and that's good. Tony, let me go on to you, because our time is really short here. You had a similar experience because you were disinvited to a prayer service by the Air Force. What was it, a year ago?
No, just a couple of months ago. I was invited to speak at the prayer lunch at Andrews Air Force Base, something as a veteran of the Marine Corps and an ordained minister. I always look forward to ministering to the men and women who serve this country. But 2 days after the President's State of the Union address, in which he called for the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the prohibition against homosexuals serving openly in the military, I received a letter because I made statements basically saying that we support the existing law and that this would be a bad move for our nation's military. A letter was sent to me disinviting me to come and speak. And I think in both cases, in Franklin's case and my case, the response from the military is that they desire to be inclusive. Well, obviously, their inclusivity discludes us.
Tony, I mentioned there was something ironic about Franklin's story because his son is serving that fourth tour in Iraq at this time. What's ironic about your situation is that you're a Marine. You're a man of the military. You served for 6 years in the Marines, didn't you?
I did, and that's one reason I have this connection with men and women who serve, and especially right now, I don't think the average American has any idea the tremendous pressure and stresses that are on our military families. I mean, in one enlistment for enlisted men and women, you could see two or more tours of duty in Iraq or Afghanistan. That's unprecedented. And so if there was ever a time, and I've heard this from chaplains because the men and women are receptive to it, if there was ever a time the gospel needed to be preached and the good news shared with these men and women, it is now.
Well, Alan, let's get to you. As we said earlier, you're in France today and you've been in Europe. But let's go to the lawsuit that I mentioned a moment ago. Where this judge, Barbara Crabb, has ruled that the National Day of Prayer as an entity of government is unconstitutional, which makes absolutely no sense to me given our history here in this country. Bring us up to date on where we are with that.
Well, the judge, of course, ignored America's history and heritage and said if this had been our heritage, it's a wrong heritage. This lawsuit was brought last year to try to shut this down. The good news in the lawsuit, they held that Mrs. Dobson, Shirley Dobson, your wife, is not a person who can be held liable, nor can the National Day of Prayer Task Force. They were dismissed as defendants. They are not subject to liability. The second good thing in the lawsuit, Dr. Dobson, is the court did recognize that they did not have the power to enjoin to stop the president or the governors or the mayors or the other officials that want to issue the prayer proclamations that are so important. The bad part of the decision is, as you said, they said the statute setting a day for the National Day of Prayer is unconstitutional. And that decision we believe is wrong based on history, on precedent, on court precedent, and it has been appealed, and what we're praying now is that the government, in its appeal documents, will appeal everything, particularly the issue of standing, whether or not people have a right to suppress the liberty of others simply because they don't like ones, but some other people voluntarily choose to do.
Well, Alan, the Alliance Defense Fund has stepped up to defend Shirley and the National Day of Prayer and gotten into this issue. That's a very expensive enterprise, and you have had to dip into your resources to do this, and you've done it with great competence. And I just appreciate the encouragement and the support that you've given to Shirley. Here's the question. What are we going to do to defend our religious freedoms in this country? Because then the other side is not going to stop. I mean, the courts and the liberals and even our government are going to try to tear down this great institution of faith in every way they can. And it's happening on many fronts. We don't have time to talk about today, but it's not just the right to pray publicly. I mean, it's in schools. It's in states. We saw the decision regarding the cross out in California, in the Mojave, last week. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court ruled in the right way, but kind of on a technicality, as I understand it. We're under attack. What we believe is being assaulted. Do we have a chance? And if we do, obviously, it's found in prayer.
We've got to stand, and we've got to defend, and we've got to fight every fight that needs to be fought. We cannot allow this thing to be decided by standing on the sidelines. And for too long, as you know, Dr. Dobson, Tony, you and I have all been in this fight many different times. For too long, too many people stood on the sidelines while all the decisions were made and all the courts decided for themselves without any input from people of faith.
Well, Dr. Dobson, let me just add to that, because a lot of people in the time I've been involved in policy say, you know, I just want to preach the gospel. I don't want to get involved in this. I just want to share the gospel. That's exactly what we're talking about. And I guess if you say, what can we do to protect these religious freedoms and these religious rights, I would say exercise them. Share the gospel. Stand up boldly for Jesus Christ. Don't back down just because it's not politically correct. If we do, if we silence ourselves, eventually the right to speak will be taken away.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is the day for prayer, the National Day of Prayer. I do hope that as people are going to the various prayer venues around the country, even praying in their homes, in their cars, in their churches, in their parks, I hope they'll be praying about this issue of religious freedom, because we could lose it. Franklin, do you recognize that?
Absolutely, Dr. Dobson, and we are losing it. But I agree. I think we have to speak up. We exercise those rights as long as we have them. And that's, you know, here we are today at the National Day of Prayer, and I just want to remind all Americans everywhere of this very wonderful freedom we have, a beautiful freedom, and exercise it, use it, and let us pray as God has commanded. Let us pray for the president. Let's pray for those that are in authority, because God can change their hearts, and he can direct them as he sees fit, and we need to just cover these men and women with our prayers, that God would work his will and his purposes. That's my prayer.
Well, you have to leave because you're about to do a television show, national television show on Fox News, and our prayers go with you as you do. And we'll dismiss you now, Dr. Graham. Thank you for being with us, and I appreciate it. The good news, again, is the response to the National Day of Prayer in Washington. I mean, they've done everything they could to shut it down and close it out, and yet Shirley's event on this day is what you might call sold out, and there are more people coming and are there now than have ever been. Luann, I need to explain that we're recording this in advance because Shirley and I will be there in Washington on the National Day of Prayer. As of this moment, we're in Colorado Springs, but we're getting ready to leave tomorrow. So I would appreciate people praying for what's going on in Washington right now. Dr. Graham's going to speak. There's a wonderful lineup of people. It's not a conference. It is a prayer service right there in the Cannon House office building, and I'm excited about what's about to occur. Let's use the remaining time there. Alan, what are the prospects for overturning this ruling?
The decision should be overturned on appeal. The line of cases that the judge followed are not a line of cases that we believe are appropriate. We don't believe she applied the test in this case correctly. And we also had a little good news from the Cross case that you mentioned earlier. Justice Kennedy wrote that opinion, and he said this. He said, the goal of avoiding governmental endorsement does not require eradication of all religious symbols in the public realm. We have a little hint from the Supreme Court that maybe even the nine justices up there, at least part of those justices, think things have gone a little bit too far too fast. I don't want to create false hope, but we've got to fight hard. But we have a very good chance of winning this appeal.
Ah, Tony, what's your last thought for us?
Well, Jim, I think that this is a day that should be a reminder to every American of why we need a National Day of Prayer. And there is nothing more powerful than Christians who will get on their knees, as 2 Chronicles 7:14 instructs us to do, and cry out to God, seek His face, turn from our wicked ways, and then see His healing hand upon our land.
I tell you, I have been greatly energized by the response of people. I mean, the National Day of Prayer Task Force and its website has had about 250,000 people who have signed a petition and let their voice be heard. And then what we are aware of all around the country, people are not going to take this line down. And
Dr. Dobson, we need to have more people sign that petition on the National Day of Prayer website, which I understand is linked from your site. And we need to let people know that people like Tony Perkins, people like Dr. Graham, are being silenced because of the demands of these folks. We basically have got to decide whether or not we're going to sit in silence when they demand our silence, or if we're going to stand and we're going to do what we're called to do as people of faith and proclaim the gospel boldly to the ends of the earth.
Jim, let me just add one final point to that, because there's just a few people that actually complained. In my case, there were 12 people who complained, which had the whole military at Andrews Air Force Base in retreat.
Tony, I've heard that there are fewer than that complained about the Pentagon.
Exactly. That's my point, that this is just one or two people who are willing to speak up. What about the rest of us? Why don't we speak up? And I think if we begin to exercise those rights, that they will not be able to silence.
Well, I love you guys. I appreciate what you stand for. You take the heat day after day, and we stand with you. And there's a huge number of people that are identifying with us today. Thank you all for being with us. And my goodness, Alan, I don't know what time of day it is there for you in France, but it was inconvenient for you to be with us. Thanks a million. And thank you, Tony.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you for standing.
You know, Luann, this conversation moved very, very quickly.
It did.
For those that didn't hear the first part, we need to apologize for the audio quality. These men literally called in from all over the globe. I mean, international, long distance. We had phone lines surging in and out.
We did.
But for those of our listeners that'd like to find more about the National Day of Prayer and sign the petition Alan Sears talked about a minute ago, they can come to our website, which is myfamilytalk.com.
You know, Ryan, your mom and dad called in here to Family Talk just a little while ago to give us an update. As we said earlier, they are literally in Washington, D.C. right now on the ground celebrating the National Day of Prayer. And if I can just ask for our listeners to be praying for them, they have had a really busy week with all that's been going on. So keep Dr. and Shirley in your prayers during this week. But wanted to update us despite all of the efforts to stop so many of these activities. The opposition was not successful. The National Day of Prayer went on this year. We want this to continue next year as well. So I'd urge you, call your congressman, ask them to help save the National Day of Prayer, and stay in prayer on your knees for our nation.
Yeah, Luann, and we heard over 30 congressmen came out to show their support for the National Day of Prayer. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be great to have even more take a stand?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now we're going to hear one more thing from this National Day of Prayer broadcast. My dad chose to close this out after saying goodbye to the guests with a prayer. So we're going to end this edition of Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson with that prayer.
Heavenly Father, I thank you that there are millions of people calling out to you today. Lord, hear their prayers. Hear the agonies of their hearts as they think of their children in this great country and its government and its military and its families and its schools who are in such desperate need today. Oh, Lord, incline your ear to us, and may you be evident in every venue, every event that's taking place today. And we will give you praise for your great blessings on us in the past and certainly in the future as well. Amen.